This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Concerned ministers respond to questions of parliamentarians in National Assembly on different headings of the appropriation bill. Nepal confirms 628 new coronavirus cases. National tally reaches 7,219. Nepali Congress registers notice of public importance in House of Representatives demanding clarification regarding coronavirus prevention and control efforts. And foreign ministers of China and India hold discussion over border clash, agreeing to cool down the tension. Now the news in detail. With the confirmation of 628 new cases, the total number of coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 7,219. Meanwhile, addressing the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 40 female and 546 male were tested positive from the tests conducted within the last 24 hours. This is the largest increase in confirmed cases virus infection in Nepal. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said coronavirus infection has now spread to 73 districts with confirmation of virus infection in 6,600 38 male and 539 female as of yesterday. Meanwhile, 42 more cases have been declared positive in Gandaki province today. 9 people returned home after recovery yesterday. 1,167 people have returned home following recovery so far. As per the latest update, 149,772 PCR tests have been carried out across the country, while 233,943 RDT tests have been carried out so far. Within the last 24 hours of yesterday, 6,097 PCR tests and 10,024 RDT tests were carried out. Meanwhile, the total number of coronavirus-related deaths in Nepal has reached 20 after confirmation of infection in a 46-year-old woman who had passed away on 15th June. The deceased was a kidney patient. Concerned ministers responded to the queries raised over their ministry's heading under the appropriation bill in the National Assembly meeting yesterday as well. Responding to the parliamentarian's query, Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said dialogue could be initiated if there was willpower, and reiterated Nepal's willingness to resolve all problems with India through the medium of dialogue. In response to lawmakers' queries, Gyawali said Nepal assumed to settle all unsettled problems through dialogue and expressed his confidence that India would internalize the truth that pandemic would not be impediment for the same if there was willpower. He further said that the government was moving ahead with determination to establish Nepal's ownership to the territory included in the new political and administrative map, making clarification that the ministry has higher amount of recurrent expenditure and capital expense low due to the nature of the ministry executed work. He said that the ministry was in the plan of promoting public diplomacy. Minister for Finance, Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwara, said homework had continued to expand the 4G service nationwide within the upcoming fiscal year. In his replies to the queries in regard to the ministry raised during the deliberations on the appropriation bill in the National Assembly meeting yesterday, the minister assured that expansion of 4G aimed to connect all areas with the internet by the next 2 years. The minister said there was no debate that Nepal should have its own satellite, and all producers to this regard would, all procurements rather to this regard would be transparent and take place on the basis of competition. He pledged the fair distribution of public welfare advertisement through a set procedure and criteria after the establishment of the advertisement board. The minister said the fresh budget had addressed the issues of media more than those in the past. Processes have begun to operate Radio Nepal and Nepal Television under the public service broadcasting so as to develop them as autonomous and competent entities. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel has assured that there were no irregularities while procuring medical goods from China via the Nepal Army. Responding to the queries of parliamentarians during deliberations on various headings of the Ministry of Defence under the Appropriation Bill, in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel further said that the government had leveraged the human resources and public relations of the Nepal Army and involved them to procure medical appliances from China in an efficient, effective and transparent manner. He said that it was made through government-to-government model, acknowledging the gravitas of the situation where, when there was no adequate supply of medical kits Nepal needed for the prevention and control of the COVID-19 outbreak. The Deputy Prime Minister informed that all the medical appliances related to COVID-19 were brought from China through Nepal Army, while efforts were underway to bring in more such goods from India following a certain procedure. On a different note, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said that legal provisions were put in place to make Nepal Army an inclusive organization. He said Nepal Army Service Regulation had determined reservation for various communities. The Army Act, after its amendment in 2006, has ensured at least 45% reservation, out of which 20% is reserved for women, 32% for indigenous communities, 28% for Madhesis, 15% for the Dalits and 5% for the people of remote regions. He also said that the government was tackling COVID-19 crisis, enacting the old act relating to pandemic prevention, although the need for formulating a separate new act to deal with such pandemic was felt during the current crisis. Nepali Congress has registered a notice of public importance at the House of Representatives demanding the government to prevent the acute crisis in the public health sector in the country and lead effective measures to mitigate and prevent the damages caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Balkrishna Ghat, Congress Whip Puspa Busal and lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa registered a notice at the Parliament yesterday to draw the attention of the Health Minister Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal. The public importance notice has urged the government to expedite and expand the number and scope of PCR testing, revising the coronavirus test guidelines, manage quarantine effectively, expand contact tracing capability and guarantee the easy health facilities to the patients of other kinds of illness apart from coronavirus infection. The notice also draws the attention of the government to prepare for procuring necessary health supplies, rescuing stranded Nepali migrant workers, test and consultations to those returning from abroad countries. The House of Representatives State Affairs and Good Governance Committee has given the government 5 days to forge a political consensus on the Citizenship Bill. The time for a consensus was given after Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa asked for it, citing the need for consensus on a sensitive matter like the citizenship at the committee meeting yesterday. The bill designed to amend the Citizenship Act remains under consideration at the committee. Under the consideration at the committee since the past 18 months. The major debate at the moment is on naturalized citizenship and rights to be provided to a foreign woman married to a Nepali citizen. Majority of committee members have voiced for providing cultural, economic and social rights to a naturalized citizen only after 7 years of marriage and no political rights. However, the main opposition party is in favor of continuing the existing provision in the Act. The government has been given a maximum of 5 days to forge a political consensus on the matter. The Trivan University Executive Council has appointed Professor Dr. Dibya Singh Saha as the new Dean of Trivan University Institute of Medicine. The post had remained vacant after outgoing Dean Professor Dr. Jagdish Prasad Agrawal retired due to age limit on June 5. Dr. Saha will assume office from today itself. Dr. Saha was serving as the personal physician to the Prime Minister. Nepal Electricity Regulatory Commission has issued new rate for electricity. Addressing a press meet yesterday, Commission Chairperson Dilip Bahadur Singh said the new rate of electricity would come into effect from the 15th of June. That was yesterday. As per the new rate, the household's electricity consumer will have to pay 30 rupees as demand fee if they use only 10 units of power per month. Likewise, for 15 ampere, the fee will be 50 rupees demand charge and 4 per kilowatt per hour. 4 rupees rather per kilowatt per hour. Those connecting from a single phase line consuming 400 units per month will have to pay maximum of 275 rupees demand fees with 12 rupees per kilowatt per hour of power consumption. For those who consume more than 400 units of electricity, they will have to pay 175 rupees minimum demand charge. As per the new rate, those consuming electricity up to 20 units will have to pay 3 rupees per unit. From 21 to 30 units will have to pay 6.5 rupees per unit, from 31 to 50 units 8 rupees per unit, and from 51 to 150 units they will have to pay 9.5 rupees per unit. Similarly, those consuming from 151 to 200 units they will have to pay 10 rupees per unit, and from 251 to 400 units they will have to pay 11 rupees per unit. The commission has also cancelled the different electricity fare for trunk line and dedicated feeders for the industrial areas. Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration has released budget to the local levels for management of quarantines and holding centres. The budget is meant for control, prevention and treatment of coronavirus at the local levels with effective management of quarantines and holding centres. Ministry spokesperson Basanta Adhikari said the ministry released 132 million rupees for the quarantines at 176 local levels and 27 million for 20 holding centres to be set up at 20 local levels where the people enter the country via the land routes. The amount was allocated as per the information sent to the COVID Management Information System. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed referral of COVID-19 patients only in coordination with the respective hospitals. Joint spokesperson for the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said all hospitals had been directed to refer the infected patients in coordination with the respective hospital or doctors. He said lack of coordination before a referral leads to patients waiting for long hours to get admission, and patients may die due to lack of timely treatments. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi in Hawaii yesterday, the State Department said, amid the deep deterioration of relations between strategic rivals that are the world's two top economies. The two have been at loggerheads over the handling of the coronavirus pandemic and China's move to impose new security legislation on Hong Kong. Tensions have risen also over China's neighbor North Korea. The United States and China share concerns about the country's nuclear program. Even as the meeting got underway, U.S. President Donald Trump signed legislation calling for sanctions against those responsible for repression of Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. Separately, foreign ministers of the G7 countries, including Pompeo, issued a statement calling on China not to follow through with the Hong Kong legislation. Pompeo has been forceful in his criticism of Beijing, and it was his first known contact with Yang since they discussed the coronavirus by phone on April 15. They had not met face-to-face since last year. Experts say U.S.-China relations have reached their lowest point in years, and in mid-May, Trump, who has pursued a deal to end a damaging trade war he launched with China, went so far to suggest he could cut ties with Beijing. Now on to Sino-India tensions. The foreign ministers of China and India have held telephone talks over the deadly border clash, agreeing to cool down tensions as soon as possible. Chinese Foreign Ministry has said both sides agreed to deal fairly with the events in the Galwan Valley and maintain peace in border areas. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi spoke out in favor of diplomatic solution to his country's conflict with India at the Himalayan border in his phone call with his Indian counterpart Subramaniam Jayashankar. A statement released by the Chinese Foreign Ministry quotes Minister Wang that mutual suspicion and friction are the way of evil and run counter to the fundamental wishes of both countries' people. The statement also quotes Indian Foreign Minister Jayashankar saying his country too desires to peacefully resolve the border conflict and relieve regional tensions through dialogue. India says the violent face-off is an attempt by China to unilaterally change the status quo on the Galwan Valley frontier in the Indian-administered Ladakh. Beijing in turn accuses the Indian army of provoking and attacking Chinese personnel, resulting in serious physical confrontation. Now on to some corona update. The total number of coronavirus cases across the world has crossed 8.39 million people. As per the data collected by the data analyst World Meter, more than 451,000 people have died of coronavirus infection across the world. The total number of recovery from coronavirus infection has crossed 4.4 million people, while there are 3.5 million active cases across the world. Meanwhile, India has registered 355,000 coronavirus cases with more than 11,920 deaths due to the coronavirus infection. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly cloudy throughout the country. Widespread rain is likely to occur in Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Province No. 5 towards the evening. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at a few places of the Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province No. 1, Province No. 2 and Bagmati Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Concerned ministers respond to the questions of parliamentarians in National Assembly on different headings of the appropriation bill. Nepal confirms new coronavirus cases, national 628 new coronavirus cases, national tally reaches 7,219. Nepali Congress registers a notice of public importance in House of Representatives demanding clarification regarding coronavirus prevention and control efforts. And foreign ministers of India and China hold discussion over border clash, agreeing to cool down the tensions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.